Just over a year ago, NatCore CEO Chuck Pervini and Congresswoman Louise Slaughter showed up at Kodak's Eastman Business Park and said big things were in store.
Manufacturing will be done here in Rochester at Kodak.
Bringing a solar manufacturing line to Rochester and the 2,000 jobs NatCore estimated it would create depended on winning $8 million from the U.S. Department of Energy. That did not pan out. Instead, the New Jersey-based solar firm announced last April it was building a research center at the business park. On Friday, Slaughter and Pervini were back in Rochester to officially cut the ribbon on the million-dollar facility.
First of all, we're excited because what we're doing now is we're consolidating all our R&D from different parts of the country right here.
NatCore's clean room is now manned by a couple of former Kodakers, but Pervini says bringing hundreds of green-collar jobs is still a work in progress.
What I'm hoping to have happen is maybe I can convince Kodak to take $15 million of the $900 million they got, fund this roll-to-roll product, and reinvent themselves.
The odds of Kodak, at least at this point in Chapter 11 financing, is pretty slim.
That's Kodak's Mike Ault, the director of Eastman Business Park. He says solar is not a focus for Kodak at this point. Asked later about Ault's response, NatCore's Pervini was not surprised.
So, proceeding with Plan B.
We never stop proceeding with Plan B. We've got four or five plans going all the time.
At the moment, Plan B is trying to convince foreign solar firms to pursue a joint venture in the U.S. Pervini says at least two foreign companies want NatCore's technology, but they're hesitant to invest in Rochester. For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.